What a race. What a championship point gap that you have at the top there. For Fenix Freight and watching in the crowds or at home, I mean, that is something to see.
Yeah, look, it's... I mean, if Fenix wants some more from me, then I'm going to struggle because I was giving it everything. But look, we've come away with some mega results, a second, a win in all sorts of conditions, a bigger championship lead in it. And I mean, it's phenomenal for anyone involved, but for Fenix, it's great to have them on board.
Nemo literally can't pull anything else out the tank. You honestly, I don't know whether it's champagne or it's rainwater that's dripping off you, but sum up for me what Knock Hill means to you this weekend.
Well, first of all, it is champagne, which is good. I don't mind smelling of that, but Knock Hill was, how can I, mind-blowing, I think, is the right word for that from my side. It was a mind-blowing weekend, so shame they couldn't be here in person, but I look forward to seeing them at the next round.
I mean, a level of appreciation for that achievement is the fact that I just carried your umbrella and kept you dry back to your garage. What's going on here?
I mean, Steve's never done that for me, so that's all I'm going to say.
What are you
going to
say?
No, but thank you.
So happy for you. How do you feel?
Static, I'm not going to lie. After race one, I thought we were going to have a tough task on our hands in terms of championship. We somehow, obviously, with the DNF from Tom, or the disqualification from Tom, and the second we got in race two, to finish it off with a win, I couldn't ask for much more than that.
The jinx, the third race jinx from the last two rounds, I mean, that's gone.
Well, yeah, what better way to get rid of it with a race win as well. So I'm just pleased for Napa Racing UK. We've had a good run, but we've had some bad results up in terms of race three and bad luck. We can finally overcome that hurdle and we've now got a nice points gap.
39 points, that's pretty good. How do you feel about that? I mean, is that the biggest one you've had in the BTCC?
Yeah, I think I've got just nipped into the high 20s and not 39. That's something obscene now, so it's mine to lose, that's for sure. But I need to just keep my powder dry and do the right thing for the rest of the year. The car's got it in it. The team are backing me. I just need to keep my nose clean.
But that was some race to watch. The conditions here, safety car, I mean, the conditions, they're just appalling, but exciting. But for you, that was just sublime, watching that car go round. It was just something to see.
Well, I've picked up a nickname called Nemo over the years, so I'd like to think that put that into full effect. But yeah, the whole vibe within the team, they're just so hungry for this, and they've got my back, and the car that they give me is obscene. Honestly, it's obscene, and it's an absolute pleasure to drive, and I'm loving every second of it.